Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:16-17. The gospel is from God, and it has been revealed unto humanity by the apostles and prophets through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The gospel is a preached message concerning the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And there they preached the gospel, Acts 14:7. Jesus charged his disciples just prior to his ascension into heaven to be seated at the right hand of God, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Mark 16:15-16. It was the eternal purpose of God that the gospel be preached to everyone, because God desires that everyone be saved. But the gospel which is preached must be believed. The gospel only has the power to save the believer of the gospel. The words of Jesus are, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." John 8:24. The gospel can only justify the believer. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Romans 5:1-2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. The gospel teaches how one is saved by faith. The gospel is a revelation of God's righteousness, which is his plan to make sinful humanity righteous. God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who died bearing the sin of every person, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. This sacrifice was God's eternal plan for the redemption or salvation of all who would believe the gospel. We accept the gospel by faith, whereby we enjoy the benefit of salvation. The believer receiving the gospel begins with faith and continues to live obediently unto God by faith. We must never be ashamed of the gospel, for the gospel is God's power to save us unto eternal life. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.